are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how y'all doing out there? All right, pretty good. Not too stressed, right? Not too stressed. All right, good, good. You know, maybe we want the stress. Do you, you know, I was just talking about the other day how, you know, with this presidential election, you know, and, you know, how 2012 is starting to, you know, I guess unfold. It's probably going to be very stressful. A lot of blood pressures are up, but maybe that's what we want. You know, I mean, I'm really excited this weekend because we got the playoffs, you know, Giants versus 49ers, Ravens versus Patriots. And by the way, can I just, you know, make a disclaimer here? I know I did my football picks. I know I said my football picks, and based on the Dr. Dahlia technique of going through the NFL injury report, I come up with my picks, all right? And I know I made a lot of people mad when I said that the Ravens would probably beat the Patriots. I don't want that to happen, all right? My son is a Patriot fan. I would prefer the Patriots win over the Ravens, but unfortunately, when I do my medical picks, I have to go by the science. So please, if you're a Patriot fan, don't be mad at me. It's just I had to go with the science. Per the NFL injury report, the Ravens had no groin injuries. The Patriots did, and that one groin could take the whole team down. Right? If it's hurting that day. So again, I really didn't want to upset Patriot fans. And then of course the Giants and the 49ers, the Giants, true, no groin injuries. I know on either team, but I think the Giants are more protective of their parts, right? So I thought, and I gave you all the reasoning a couple shows ago, which is why I called the Giants. I just don't want people mad at me. Okay. All right. Good, good, good. So in medical headlines, a lot to talk about. 1 in 5 U.S. adults suffer from mental ills. They say 1 in 5, 20% of adults. Is that low? Is that high? Is it really mental illness? Has it always been that way and we're just diagnosing it? We're going to kind of, you know, dissect that a little bit. We're also going to talk about how it looks like a study came out saying if your desk is messy or your employees' desks are messy, don't get on them because they actually may think more clearly. So, you know, let them be. Also, it looks like from what I understand, a suburb of Chicago, and I don't know if I should call it a suburb, there's many, many, shall we say, corpses of people that have died that are poor that no one's burying. And from what I understand, the state has had to take it upon themselves to come up with a mass burial. I want to kind of investigate that and look at that with you all, because that's kind of frightening. But it's obviously something that, you know, I can see happening. I mean, you know, the average funeral, bare bottom price is multi-thousands of dollars. And, you know, when you look at inmates and you look at homeless and, you know, people, you know, the state has to pay for it. The state has to do something. And I'm looking at a picture now of caskets in a U-Haul, right, being unloaded. Just very kind of frightening image. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy show. Extremely good show. A lot to talk about today. So thank you all for tuning in. Of course, I'm going to say my show is good. You know, I may be realistic about the number of fans I have, but I do like the content. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But honestly, our fan base is growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you all. Thank you all for following me on Twitter. Thank you for following me on Facebook. A lot of good pictures and cool stuff on Facebook. Don't forget to look, like, really quickly. You know that famous picture, one of my favorites, of remember when World War II was called off, the world was over, and the sailor grabbed a nurse we didn't know and, you know, makes out, right, kisses her in the middle of Manhattan. Well, apparently a artist digitally enhanced these black and white pictures, some of Pearl Harbor, just many pictures of the past with color. And it's just amazing to look at these pictures in color. I do have that on my Facebook. I will add it to my Facebook fan page. It's easier for me to do that than add it to my website. Facebook fan page, you do not have to be a friend of mine. You don't have to do too much. It's very easy to look at, so I'm going to get that up later tonight. But anyway, it's cool stuff. I also have a picture of a transsexual, who went from male to female just so she could do gynecological exams and be a fake gynecologist. So we're going to talk about that. You look at her, I mean, she looks a real female as I could see. So kind of interesting pictures. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sure you're getting a lot of news from the debate. If you didn't watch the debate, a lot of interesting developments. Newt Gingrich just from the start slammed CNN because John King brought up an Inquirer type of story where the ex-wife was claiming Newt Gingrich wanted an open marriage. And his children and his friends, of course, you know, debunked that and said, no, that's, you know, not true. But John King and I guess CNN felt that to be necessary to bring up on a presidential debate about jobs and taxes and health care. And Newt slammed him, and good for him. You know, so Newt did very, very good job. I think Mitt Romney did a good job. Still, they were pushing with the tax returns. And I guess in the middle of the debate, someone on Newt Gingrich's team had released his tax returns on the web. We could go over it. He makes a hell of a lot more money than I do. Makes a lot of money to give speeches. So I really kind of felt, I felt bad. And I was a little disturbed that Ron Paul echoed the same thing I said. He's like, oh my gosh, these people make more than me. It's embarrassing. But, you know, Ron Paul, he did okay. He kept bringing up the fact he was an OB-GYN, you know, and many of us really don't want to, you know, have that image, you know, but he threw it at us anyway. And you know what? It was just, I mean, it was, but maybe that's what we want. Maybe we want to see fight and we want to see hostility and aggression. You know, I mean, I love watching football. I don't love watching football because people get sacked. I just like, you know, seeing my team win. And, you know, maybe that's what it's all about. You know, some people tell me, Dalia, why are there so many debates? Aren't people sick of it already? And I go, maybe not. This is good media. You know, yes, it's supposed to help voters, but honestly, it is better than prime time. Hey, it beat the American Idol ratings. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little bit later this hour, I'm going to tell you all to, put some headphones on your kids because we are going to be talking about some grown-up subjects. Apparently, a huge medical headline today was scientists can't find the G-spot. And so we'll talk a little bit about what the G-spot is, where it is, why they can't find it, what did they do to find it, and what many of you men really need to know about the woman body. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how scientists are trying to make an artificial testicle for men who are infertile to help make sperm. So pretty hot topics later today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll probably talk about that at the bottom of the hour after that break. Okay, so let's move on to 1 in 5 U.S. adults suffers mental ills, they say. They say 46 million American adults have had a mental illness in the past year. 30% of those are between 18 and 25, twice as many as those that were age 50 or older, because age 50 or older, 14% had. They said more women than men actually suffered a mental illness in the last year. And all this comes from the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It could be depression, anxiety, bipolar, a variety of things. Okay. Of course, they're blaming the economic downturn for numbers being high enough. But see, when I was in medical school, I was told 1 in 3. So to me, this number is down from what it was. But to everybody else, they're saying it's high. They say, of course, mental illness takes an economic toll. They say $300 billion in 2002 is what they clocked it out. They say 39% of those with mental illness receive mental health services, which means 61% didn't. 61% did not get mental health services. Now, of the 39% that did receive mental health services, 61% had severe mental illness. 8.7 Americans had suicidal thoughts in the last year. 2.5 million made plans to kill themselves. 1.1 million actually attempted suicide. A million people last year attempted suicide. Is that frightening? People who abuse drugs or alcohol at higher rates of mental illness. 1/4 of those with serious mental illness were substance abusers, but 75% weren't. Almost 2 million 12 to 17 year olds had a major depression in the last year. 2 million of our teens had a severe depression. Teens suffering depression were twice as likely to have a drug problem than teens who did not have major depression. Okay, what the heck is going on? What is going on? Now, somebody could argue, Dahlia, there's always been, you know, these issues. And I agree with that. I mean, how did we cope with depression and anxiety in the old days? Well, we drank, right? You know, minus prohibition times, you drank. You know, I've been watching that show Hell on Wheels. I guess it goes back to building the railroad post-Civil War times. And these people would wind down with prostitutes and alcohol, and they would drink whiskey. In the olden days, unfortunate as it was, people would take it out on their farm animals, and they would take it out on their animals, and they would, you know, beat their kids. I'm not saying any of this was right, but I think mental illness has always been around. Absolutely. Now, but I believe what's been diagnosed and called mental illness, the threshold has been lowered. Okay? Because there are people that come in saying, look, you know, I got so much on my plate. I got to work. I got to deal with the kids. I got to deal with the mother-in-law. I got to deal with this so that, you know, I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. Okay, you have depression. Here's a medication. And so I think we're treating it more. I think we're diagnosing it more. But in the olden days, that was life. Okay, you all lived in the same house. You know, when mom got sick, she lived with you. You know, not everybody, you know, got to hide from their family across the country. You know, you pretty much all lived in the same vicinity. You took care of your elders. You know, saw people die in your house. You just did it. You didn't have a choice to run and cry or go to a pill. That was life. You know, now I think our expectations as people is that, you know, no, we don't have to have bad things. We don't have to have breakups. We don't have to have dumps. Life was different back then. Marriages were arranged. This is who you marry, whether you love them or not. Love's not an issue. So you're not dating somebody and then they tweet you one day and they tweet you the next day and then they stop tweeting you. Oh, my God, they stopped tweeting me and you fall into depression. We didn't have that. Okay, there were no tweets in the olden days. You married who you were told to marry. Some people got to fall in love and get married. Others, it was assigned marriage. You marry, you went through life, you just, you know, and you had kids and you just went about your merry way. That's what life was like. And so I do. I think we diagnose it more than we should. Do we have more schizophrenics and more bipolars now? Yes, I think we do because I think we have the ability to diagnose it. I do. I think so. I think so. But I also believe that a lot of people can hide, you know, many of their more severe mental illnesses. I think a lot of people that do have a more severe illness are being given mild medications and it's not working. I think a lot of people with bipolar are being called anxiety, being thrown some Valium, and then people are getting addicted to Valium. So this 1 in 5 adults suffering mental illness, and for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think this is a very, very complicated matter. Now, I've received emails saying, well, the reason why we have such high numbers is because the pharmaceutical industry, they're going to make money. They want to make money. And of course, pharmaceutical companies want to make money. You ain't lying on that one. I agree with you. But then on the other hand, you know, we have found that some people are deficient in serotonin. And when you're deficient in serotonin and we replace it, you know, these people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I lived a life without this. And it's not drugging them like a benzodiazepine would be or a narcotic or something, which also can elate your moods. But a lot of these medicines that replace your serotonin is something that we found to be very therapeutic for people with ulcers, for people with migraines, PMS, bowel issues. So I am a fan of treating somebody with an SSRI if and only if they're deficient in serotonin. The problem is you can't test that. I can't run a blood test on you and say you have a mental issue or you have a deficiency in something. I can't do that. You know, I wish we could. You just have to kind of deduce it. You have to talk to them. You have to see what's going on. And a lot of times it's trial and error. You know, somebody says, look, I can't sleep. I'm chewing my husband out. I'm mean to my kids. You know, I'm quick to smack them when I shouldn't. What do I do? Well, of course, I tell them, you don't hit your kids. It's not allowed. It's considered abuse nowadays. And we try a medication that'll increase their serotonin. And now, of course, kids, that's a whole nother story. All right. Kids are a completely different. I mean, they're tools now compared. I mean, the olden days, my mom would tell me to shut up. I shut up. If she said, be quiet, I was quiet. I wouldn't make a sound. Now kids back talk. You know, you hear their video games in the background. They make songs about their mother's big butt. You know, I know that's what they do. I hear it every day. So it's a whole different world now with kids also. But, I mean, the olden days, my mom needed peace and quiet. Oh, you bet we gave it to her. You bet we gave it to her. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to sit for a week. So it's a much different world right now. We expect too much. We're becoming very ADD, very impatient. We don't have to wait for a phone call. We don't have to wait for a letter. We don't have to wait for a message from a loved one. We don't have to wait for a food. Everything is instant right now. This instant gratification, I think, is making us ill. I really do. We're getting depressed because we're playing on the internet and we're doing our social media. There's so much communication now that sometimes the lack of communication was a little bit better than us being over-communicated to, because the lack of a tweet when you were waiting. Look at that little girl. There was a young girl that committed suicide because she was supposed to meet up with her boyfriend for a date. He canceled by tweeting her, can't make it to the movie. She kills herself. This is ridiculous. But, you know, look at this here. If 1 million people try to commit suicide, we could complain about society. We could complain about the, you know, the way the situation is as the day is long. But this could be one of your loved ones. And look for the signs. If they start to isolate themselves, if they start to kind of give away some of their prized possessions, if they talk about death, if they act like they don't care, apathetic. The apathy is sometimes the red flag. Talk to them. Let them know you're there and get them to a doctor. If you don't think they'll go to a doctor, have their friend talk to them and hopefully get them to a doctor. If you really think they're going to hurt themselves, you call the police. They'll tell you what to do. But 1 million of Americans tried to commit suicide. That's not thinking about it. Much more. Multiple millions thought. We're talking about 1 million tried. This is some very, very scary stuff. And what's also scary is these people are taking their families with them. Look at all the Christmas suicidal killings we saw. Dad was on a suicidal, you know, spree and decided to kill his family and take him with him. This is some serious stuff. And, you know, we'll spend more time on it as the year progresses. But just, you know, you got to open your eyes. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So we were talking about, you know, drugs for depression and anxiety and, you know, high suicides. One medical headline that came out today was how older people that do take medication for, let's say, depression, suffer more falls. Now, these SSRI drugs hopefully cause less dizziness, less unsteadiness, but they also still can cause fatigue. And so what we've noticed as our moms and dads and grandma and grandpas age, even as we age, we get a little grumpy, right? We don't giggle like little kids do. Things aren't as funny. Things aren't as fun. And I got to tell you, probably one of my number one complaints from my 40-year-old age group is I'm just not enjoying life like I used to. Well, many of us don't. You can. It's just, it's not going to come as easy as little kids. You know, your kids, they're out there and they're giggling. I mean, hopefully you want them. Sometimes you have these, you know, depressed kids, which, by the way, was another headline today. Depressed kids need vitamin D. They don't need vitamin D. They need the sun. They need to play outside. They need to get away from the TV, get away from the video games, and get outside and play. But no one's going to say that because they don't want to be liable for skin cancer. So they're saying if your kids are deficient in vitamin D, they could get depressed and have them pop some vitamin D. I hate the way we're we are as a society. You don't have to pop pills. Okay, God made sun. But I get it. I get it. You know, sun causes skin cancer. I get it. But anyway, as we age, we do start to lose our serotonin. We do start to get more depressed. Maybe it's because we're aging. Maybe it's because we hurt. You know, maybe it's because I just turned 40 and it's cold outside and my knees ache and my hips ache. So I can't do the workout I used to do. And because I can't do the workout I used to do, I can't get the endorphins. And then I put on some pounds, you know, and I'm noticing wrinkles and my hair's falling out. Yeah, that could really get to you. It can get to you. You know, it doesn't mean I need to run and take a pill, but yeah, it could get to you. But unfortunately, I mean, imagine someone twice my age who's 80. Sometimes they really benefit from those medicines. They help them sleep. You know, they help them kind of face the next phase that they're going to. And they're nice to have, but we are noticing increase in falls. All right, and we have to be careful. Some of these medications can still cause dizziness. There's a variety of types out there of antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, but you really got to be careful with the sleeping medications. Now, a lot of doctors, they don't want to give a sleeping medication to somebody who's 70 or 80 because they could fall and break their hip. So then they'll give them these kind of antidepressants that could calm them down and help them sleep. Well, they could still increase falls that way too. So, you know, you have to have a system with your loved one where they don't take their medication until they're in bed. They get into bed. They take the pill. Somebody takes away the pill bottle so they don't wake up in the middle of the night and think they didn't take the pill and take another one. They're in bed. Somebody keeps an eye on them and you keep them in bed. And, you know, and maybe you put some sort, you know, don't allow them to go and fall down the stairs, et cetera. You know, maybe put a gate, things like that. But it does happen. People get up in the middle of the night. They're groggy. So it's a risk. Definitely something that you need to watch for. And, you know, when we do talk about depression and anxiety, I don't mean to rush through it. You know, this is a subject we frequent so much on our show. Please feel free to call at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or email me questions at drdahlia.com. It's a subject we bring up a lot on the show. I just don't want to talk every single show about it because there's lots of other medical news. I shouldn't know many of you are really interested in the G-spot and you have your pencil all sharpened, ready to take notes on that one. So we're going to get to that. But if you do think you suffer from depression or anxiety, many of us are of the age you don't take pills. Okay. You're weak if you do. Get that out of your head. These medicines are out there to help you. It's not worth living a life if you're, you know, pill free if you're going to be miserable. No one's going to think you're weak. And if somebody in your family does think they're weak, give them a hand signal, okay? Or a hand gesture, okay? You have one life to live. Now, I'm not saying go and get drugged out and go on meth and, you know, drink to your heart's content, but be evaluated. See if there's something that could help you. It blows my mind to see people in pain, people depressed, etc. They don't want to take a pain pill. They don't want to take a pill for depression or anxiety, and they sit there and suffer. That's what these medicines are out there for, right? And just tell your doctor you don't want to become dependent on them, and you guys come up with a plan. Maybe you try it for a few months, then wean off the dose, see how you do. But if you like life, you're loving work, you're loving your relationship, I think it's worth every penny. All right, that's all I'm going to say on that. Okay, quick story here. Messy desks in the office may actually lead employees to think more clearly. So they don't want managers to yell at you. They say managers and office busybodies might be keen on a clean desk, but it seems that in terms of productivity, they could have it all wrong. They say a messy desk, researchers from Germany, such as Albert Einstein's desk was messy, found that a messy desk and a messy shop front may actually help people think more clearly. Some people need the chaos. Now, many of us, we like everything in its place. We like everything organized, but it just ends up being messy. That's me. I don't like mess. I don't like clutter. I can't stand it. I like everything in its place. Yet when I work, I just have piles of reports and piles of papers, and it just happens. And it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't help me. But for some people, they really need that. You know, they need the stress. They need that little bit of chaos. They just do. And that was kind of interesting. This was a study coming out of Germany where people's response to messy environments may actually be a positive one. Now, as I look at this one desk that has papers all over it, I just get sick to my stomach. But I got to admit, my desk at work, messy. But again, it's because I do so much. I mean, I prep for my show. I do reports. I see patients. Have to, you know, look at the kids' homework and, you know, see them, see their misspelling errors. And that drives me crazy. Seeing my kids' grammatical and misspelling errors just drives me crazy. Now, one woman is absolutely feeling completely isolated now and just kicking herself because she was the one that talked JFK Jr.'s wife, Carolyn Bessette, to go on that fateful flight 12 years ago. Apparently, JFK Jr., all right, John F. Kennedy Jr., and his wife had a fight before JFK had to go to, was it his cousin's wedding? Yeah, it was his cousin's wedding, Rory, on July 17th. So they got into a fight. Now, this lady here, her name is, I'm looking for right now, Rosemarie Terrazino, was John F. Kennedy Jr.'s personal assistant, publicist, and closest confidant. So I, from what I understand, he kind of wanted, you know, her to help get the wife on the flight and calm things down. And she did. She talked Carolyn into she didn't want to go. Carolyn didn't want to deal with the family. She didn't want to go, from what I understand. So anyway, she said, go get a dress. I'll get you a car to the airport. Okay? It's better than having the family judge you, etc. So the wife did. And that plane ended up crashing. She, the twin sister, and John F. Kennedy Jr. And so, of course, you know, the assistant, Miss Rosemarie Terrazino, is now just, you know, absolutely kicking herself still 12 years later that she should have kept her mouth shut. You never know. You just never know. Things happen. I mean, you only have so much power. You only have so much. Okay. Many people ask, Dr. Dahlia, when can I have sex? I had a heart attack. I want to have sex. And you should want to have sex. Good. That's a sign of health. Even though we always recommend seeing a cardiologist, the news is getting better and better. Today they came out with saying, you know what? You could probably have sex sooner than you think. If you could go up a flight of stairs, walk briskly without a problem, no chest pain after minimal activity, all right, you may be able to have sex within a few weeks. Now, I would not recommend that without really talking to your heart doctor. You know, because again, what happened when you had a heart attack? Did you have bypass surgery? Did you have a stent? What did they do? Are you at risk for another one? But they're saying whatever we used to think about when you were able to re-engage, they said it's probably sooner than you think. So that's good news. But again, talk to your doctor. All right, when we come back, if you are going to have sex, where's the G-spot? Scientists don't know. And artificial testicles. I got to tell you, it's hot on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. For centuries, man has tried to find the G-spot on the woman. And today, scientists have admitted we can't find it either. It may be fake. So a lot of people are now scratching their heads, not knowing what to do next. Okay, now, where did this old G-spot come from? Well, back in the 1950s, okay, Dr. Grafenberg, Ernst Grafenberg, a German gynecologist, okay, termed G-spot. Okay, came up with the term. I know, I don't know what I have to do in all the years of my practicing medicine to get a body pot or a spot on the body part named after me, but honestly, I don't think I would have wanted this one, all right? And so he came up with this, and he said there was an area kind of shaped like a bean. Can't really say that without that sound coming, so, you know, I'm not going to say it again. Area of the vaginal wall that is supposed to be the anterior vaginal part, about anywhere from like an inch to 2 inches inward. Actually, it could even be 3 inches high. I wish I could, on radio, show you a diagram. This is where Dr. Oz has an advantage, because he can show you diagrams. But anyway, the supposed G-spot would kind of be where the place where a woman's prostate would be. She does have prostate tissue, but if she actually had a true full prostate, that would kind of be where it is. And so what scientists have felt is that that area is what needs to be, I guess, stimulated for a woman to climax. And if you do find it, you're going to be good 100% of the time. Now, scientists have tried to ultrasound the area. They've also tried to take tissue samples. They have biopsied. They've stuck needles. Am I the only one that sees a flaw in this study? What are they expecting the woman to do and demonstrate after having a big, huge claw take a sample out of that area, right? I mean, were they looking for cause and effect? Okay, I don't think anybody is going to demonstrate the theory of the G-spot after being biopsied in that area. But they believe this was researchers led by Dr. Amakai Kilvelsky from Yale New Haven Hospital, Connecticut, studied nearly 100 articles. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to study. If, you know, you want to study the G-spot, you just read about it. And I guess, and let me see, I don't know if he gets all the, I wonder if he gets all the credit for this. Anyway, there's multiple studies. There's a Dr. Adelie Busson who suggests that pressure on the wall can actually be indirectly stimulating the, now here's a body part. Okay, I can't say it on air, but it begins with C. And it, just like with the Seinfeld show, it rhymes with Dolores. Okay, because of the C, ends in S, rhymes with Dolores. That body part is probably what the connection is. So what's going on? Is there a G-spot or not? You know what? I don't really think it matters. Because women, that climax, all right, they don't say it's because that one spot was addressed. It's because a lot of things went right. Okay? He paid for dinner. Okay? He told her she was pretty. Okay? He didn't make her do the reverse cowgirl in the back of a car. He took out a hotel room. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to be done. Remember, with women, it's a lot more mental than with men. And many men learn as they go. They think it's just the in and out movement. And they hope to high heaven that the in and out movement is enough to hit whatever spot there should be. And I think researchers are finally realizing, no, there's more of the Dolores involved. There's more of the mind. Now, there can be erogenous zones. Now, erogenous zones could be anywhere on the woman's body or a man's body, behind the ear, along the neck, inner part of the arm, breast, stomach, inner thigh. Am I speaking too fast? Thigh. T-H-I-G. I understand. I know you guys are writing these things down. I got it, right? I was joking last hour. You know, mine is my knee, you know. But my big toe. Oh, my husband hate that. No, it's not the big toe. But honestly, toes could be, you know, any place could be an erogenous zone, but not because there's an actual anatomical, you know, concrete area. It's the way you do it. I don't think many women know their zones because it has to be in the heat of the moment, the passion. They have to love the person or really be enamored with the person that's doing it. And something as probably unerogenous as kissing a knee, let's say, or an elbow, could possibly be made erogenous depending on how you're doing it, you know? And so, you know, remember, women are a lot more complicated than, and, you know, men too. I don't want to stereotype just women. But, you know, we think that there's an exact science to erogenous zones and Z-spots, or Z-spots. Yeah, make a Dr. D-spot. No, I don't know of any G-spots. But, you know, in the Journal of Sexual Health, which is, I believe, what this is going to be published into, you know, they really can't say there is and they can't say there isn't. Now, you do have some women, they just never climax. And maybe if they take those women who have never been able to, whether by self-stimulation or with their partner, never been able to, and they do find a spot and make it work, that's what I would call would be the G-spot. But I don't think you could just blanketly say every woman has this one spot. And I think researchers are going to finally throw in the towel and say, you know what? It doesn't work. Now, you'll have some women go, oh, no, I'm fine. I have a G-spot. Well, then good for you. Enjoy it. That's wonderful. But I think the whole concept is putting too much pressure on the guy, too much pressure on the girl to figure out where it is. And there is a subset of women who just never climax. And they would be okay with it if society didn't make them feel bad. There's so much pressure that a woman needs to show her man that she climaxed, that what ends up happening? Fake orgasms. And that's probably one of the worst things to do. You know, and I told you, you know, I was talking to listeners last hour about this, and I'm going to tell you this too. If you want to write something down, okay, get your pencils ready, make sure they're sharp. If you want to know the key to finding your woman's quote-unquote G-spot is, get ready for this, okay? No, it's not GPS. No, wrong. Good answer, though. No, not GPS. No, it's communication. You communicate. Do you like me biting your breast or squeezing them like they're honkers? Actually, I don't. You see how helpful that would be? All right. If I go, no, that doesn't really do it for me either, honey. I'm sorry. No. What if I kiss you here? You know that I like. But you got to communicate. One of the worst things that happens, and I have women coming in saying, look, you know, I've been faking it now for 10, 15 years. How do I tell them what I really want? Well, you got yourself in a pickle, honey. You really got yourself in a pickle. You lied. You faked your orgasms. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Now, you could say, I want to try something new, but he may get suspicious. Okay? And we've talked about this. I did do a show on how to go back in time so you don't have to admit you faked your orgasms. That was a good show. We need to kind of bring that up again. We need to bring that up. But anyway, just you got to communicate. And also know it's okay if you don't climax all the time or if she doesn't. All right? And if she says, look, I'm happy that we cuddled and that we did this and you were happy, then, you know, don't put that extra pressure, that spot, whether it be the G spot, the W spot, the X spot, the exclamation spot, whatever. Don't put that pressure on because it may not even exist. Okay. Really quickly, in medical news, they are trying to make an artificial testicle because men that are infertile, even though they can make mice sperm out of stem cells, they're still having difficulty making human sperm. They could go so far into the lab and the petri dish, they could go up so many cycles, but they really can't get to the remaining stages of the transformation process of the sperm. So they're going to be making an artificial testicle. It won't look like a testicle. It'll kind of look like this transparent Tootsie Roll type bag. And with some gene therapy and stem cells and maybe a touch of garlic and a pinch of salt, they're going to be able to make human sperm. That's what they're working on. Pretty cool stuff. I know you guys are saying, what's the point if there's no G-spot? I'm sorry. Really? Did I ruin your day? I'm sorry. All right, guys. Great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for more news. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.